This is VOA News via remote, and I'm Laurel Boomen. Uganda's Election Commission Saturday declared incumbent Yoweri Museveni the winner of the presidential election, extending his 35-year rule as his main rival alleged fraud and urged citizens to reject the result. Museveni won 5.85 million votes, or 58.64% of the total, while main opposition candidate Bobby Wine won 3.48 million votes, or 34.83% of that total. The results were announced by the Electoral Commission in a televised news conference. Suicide rates in Japan have jumped in the second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly among women and children, even though they fell in the first wave when the government offered generous handouts to people. A survey found the July-October suicide rate rose 16% from the same period a year earlier, a stark reversal of the February-June decline of 14%, according to the study by researchers at Hong Kong University and Tokyo Metropolitan Institute of Gerontology. Saudi Arabia expects to reopen its embassy in Qatar in the coming days, Saudi's foreign minister said on Saturday, following a U.S.-backed detente last week in a three-year-old dispute between Arab states. It's just a matter of logistics, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister told journalists in Riyadh when asked about embassy reopenings. An aftershock jolted Indonesia's Sulawesi Island on Saturday as rescue workers combed the rubble of collapsed buildings for survivors after an earthquake killed at least 46 people on Friday and sent thousands of residents fleeing in panic. The country's disaster mitigation agency said no damage or casualties were reported from Saturday's magnitude 5.0 tremor in West Sulawesi, which shook the area a day after the magnitude 6.2 quake. This is VOA News. Two rebel-controlled regions in eastern Ukraine will hand over a group of detainees to Kiev, the Russian TASS news agency reported. The report did not detail how many people would be transferred to the capital, but said the group included women, elderly people, and people with serious medical conditions. It also said the move would be a unilateral action and was mediated by the Ukrainian opposition politician Viktor Medvedchuk. He's an ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Democratic President-elect Joe Biden on Saturday nominated U.S. foreign policy veteran Wendy Sherman, a key negotiator of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran, to be the number two official at the State Department. Biden also nominated Victoria Nuland, who has worked for secretaries of state and presidents from both parties, to be undersecretary for political affairs, effectively the third-ranking U.S. diplomat. And President-elect Biden has unveiled a plan to speed up the U.S. COVID-19 vaccine rollout. The plan includes increased federal funding, the creation of thousands of vaccination centers, and use of the Defense Production Act to expand the production of vaccination supplies. The ambitious plan is part of Biden's effort to achieve his goal to get 100 million Americans vaccinated within 100 days. Biden called for states to widen the pool of people they are currently vaccinating. His plan also includes proposals to create federally funded community vaccination centers, as well as mobile clinics for underserved communities. And he underscored the need for Congress to approve more money to fund his proposals. The United States remains the worst hit country in the world by the coronavirus. More than 23.5 million cases have been reported in the U.S., with the world's number of cases at over 93.9 million. 2.1 million people have died of the virus globally, with the U.S. reporting more than 392,000 deaths. And Biden has named a new director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy. That person is pioneering geneticist Eric Lander. And Biden elevated this post to cabinet-level status for the first time. Lander is a Harvard and MIT professor who helped lead the Human Genome Project. He will also serve in the role of presidential science advisor. In a statement, Biden said, quote, "Science will always be at the forefront of my administration, and these world-renowned scientists will ensure everything we do is grounded in science, facts, and the truth." For more on these and other stories making headlines today, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Boomen, VOA News.